That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. But ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're in a brand new week. Today's Monday. It's a great way to start the week out by listening to the Sons of Liberty from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we've got a lot to discuss. We had a phenomenal weekend this past weekend here at the Minnesota State Fair, which I believe is one of the largest state fairs in the country. I think the record is 1.79 million people have came through that fair. I don't know how many there will be this year, but the weather's been awesome. And we did a live radio broadcast. Friends of our station, friends of our program down at headquarters brought us along to do a live program on 1280 The Patriot, which is here in Minnesota. And so we did it live from the booth there at the Minnesota State Fair. And I want to talk about that a little bit today during the show, but I just wanted to give you an idea that folks are listening, and liberty is contagious because they're not looking for another talking head to regurgitate the news to you, folks. They're looking to apply into society, and as Bradley said again this weekend, we're turning talk radio into do radio. The objective is responsibility, number one, which a lot of people cower from. They would prefer entertainment over responsibility. And number two, boots on the ground. We need to take our responsibility and do it, hence do radio. The topic of this radio program, I've played this segment for you before, and I don't mean to bludgeon it to death, but there's a lot of new listeners today, and there's a lot of folks that need certain things to be reiterated over and over and over and over again, especially men. As you'll notice in the Bible, God talked to men twice. Generally, when he called them, it was Abraham, Abraham, Samuel, Samuel. That's my joke for the day. And, of course, if I could hear you all laughing right now, I'm sure you would be. God needed to reiterate things twice. He spoke things over and over. Repetition seems to get into our minds. And then we reap habits, and through those habits, we reap our duty. So, folks, if you hear these things over and over again, it's only because these principles need to sink in, and they need to sink in deep. You need to be able to respond to a man or a woman or your son or your daughter or maybe their teachers or your coworkers. You need to be able to respond quickly to show them that liberty is sharp. And that's not a dead thing. Most of the time, they catch you flat-footed. And people will just end up with their argument by saying, well, I just believe in God and trust God. Instead of being able to apply and articulate the principles that you say you hold near and dear, you just stand there flat-footed. Let's play our little tip from the First Lady. This is President Obama's wife. And I think it's important to understand this because I'm not using Obama as the boogeyman here, but his sociology reflects a group of people who seek to gain traction in your government today and who have always sought, by the way, to gain traction. There's nothing new under the sun, as the book of Ecclesiastes tells us. Go ahead and roll that clip.
Barack knows that we are going to have to make sacrifices. We are going to have to change our conversation. We're going to have to change our traditions, our history. We're going to have to move into a different place as a nation.
Sacrifices. Barack knows we're going to have to make sacrifices. Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I'm reminded of a man named Martin Luther King Jr. who said, when a people get caught up with that which is right, notice that word right. Martin Luther King Jr., I remember I put out the plea last week. What did he do for an occupation? I had one guy call from Nebraska and say, you know, I wanted to call in an answer because I knew he was a minister. But I thought because it was so obvious that he was a minister that maybe you knew something that I didn't know, so I didn't call in. No, he was a minister. Now, remember what she said. We're going to have to make sacrifices. Barack knows that. This administration knows that. I'm trying to figure out who's making all the sacrifices. Maybe she was directing that just at us. Maybe it's our sacrifice as the American people to exalt and uplift a socialistic state. Maybe that the Constitution wasn't really written by we the people, but it was calling and requiring we the people to make sacrifices for the government. Or for changing. What did she say there? We're going to have to make changes. We're going to have to change the way we talk, the way we think. We're going to have to change, change, change. Folks, we want restore, restore, restore. Restore, restore, restore. There's always battle at the gates, especially when you're successful. If you're the top-ranked boxer in the world, guess what? You've got opponents that are just dying to get on your doorstep. And so what do you have to do? You have to defend your title. Folks, you have to defend liberty because liberty, exalted, is the greatest thing on this planet because God authored it. And so you have to defend that liberty because it has enemies that are constantly trying to corrode away at its foundations. So as we change, and I go back to Martin Luther King Jr., I'm switching gears, and I hope you're following me. He said, for when a people get caught up with that which is right. Notice he said the word right. I did not hear the First Lady talk about right. But Martin Luther King Jr. did. When a people get caught up with that which is right, and him being a minister knows what the difference between right and wrong is, according to God's revealed law that he gives us. His Bible, pretty simple. So we've been the basis of common law, incorporated in our Constitution. We've all acknowledged it. Liberty and rights come from God. He said, when they are willing to sacrifice for that which is right, Martin Luther King Jr. said, there's no stopping point short of victory. But first, you got to be set on the right precedent, and that is right. Not wrong, not change, not something new. Right. You know, we had a heckler this past weekend, and he was talking about where do our rights come from? And I said, yes, exactly. Let's argue on that premise. What is law? Law protects. Because he said, well, law protects everybody in our country. That's right. What law? We have the law of nature. We have nature's God. And then we have municipal law, which must follow in suit. So if we can get on that premise, then we can start to distinguish what is right. Folks, let's get caught up with that which is right and be willing to sacrifice for it. There will be no stopping point short of victory. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to YouCanRunInternational.com, YouCanRunInternational.com to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Again, we just talked about the First Lady, Miss Michelle Obama. Talking about Barack knows we're going to have to make some changes, some sacrifices. We're going to have to change the way we think, act. I mean, it's change, baby! You know, as a matter of fact, I Google search change. And guess what pulls up? Just Google search it, because I just wanted to know, you know? Change. And guess what pulls up? Oh, no, no, Change America, I'm sorry. And guess what pulls up? Ta-da! Now, how many of you folks want your change back? Let's talk about democracy for a minute, but before we get to that, SDS leader Tom Hayden during the 60s. What is SDS? Hey, I didn't even know. I had to look this up. Students for Democratic Society. Okay, Students for Democratic Society. He said this. He once described the utility of the drug culture to Mr. David Horowitz. He's been on the show with us before. He said, although he claimed he wasn't a part of it, we're talking about the drug culture, Tom Hayden said, you know, I didn't use drugs, but once you get a middle-class person to break the law, you know, engage in drug use, he said, and he was thinking of students, of course, mind you, because that's what they're going for, your kids, hello! They are on their way to becoming revolutionaries. Get them to do something wrong. Hey, that sounds like a good philosophy. If we can get our followers to just break the law, and they'll be on our side. That sounds like a good side to be on. Let's bring some change. We've got to change the way we think. Let's exclude the word right, standards, morals, values. And folks, isn't that the fruit of this administration? Why in the world is a government administration protecting the murder of babies? You know, I just want to tell you about an executive order that Obama just signed again. Hey, I'm trying to find these executive orders in the Constitution. Can somebody, you know what, I need to give that number. Because I'm sure one of you brilliant constitutional experts. Hey, and you know what, if you can't find it, call and just admit it. That you couldn't find an executive order in our Constitution. Call me. 1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. 9977. I'm going to pause for a brief moment, reiterate what I need you to call about, and then give the number again, because some of you right now are fumbling around trying to find a pencil. And when you click the pencil, you realize there's no lead. And then so you grab the pen right next to it, and you started scratching with the pen, and it didn't work because the ink didn't come down yet. But now that I'm rambling on and explaining your predicament, you've now found a pencil or a pen that has ink. And you're going to be able to call me and tell me where in the Constitution an executive order is authorized by the President of the United States. What does that mean? He bypasses Congress. He bypasses you, the people, and just slips in a new statute into our laws. Just writes it right in with his pen. And then what he says is, since I'm the chief executive of the armed forces, I have enforcement power. Remember, that's why James Madison and also Alexander Hamilton, the man on the $10 bill, said that the judicial power is the least dangerous of all branches of government because they have no enforcement power. When a judge makes a ruling, he can't send the armed forces after you. Oh, boy. Am I getting too deep, folks? I need you to call me. Tell me where that executive order is now that your pens are working. 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. President Obama, executive order, creates, quote, Office of Diversity and Inclusion, unquote. Now, for a man that talks about us being a democracy, we are going to promote democracy throughout the country. Democracy, 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 democracy. They still haven't figured this out. Democracy is not even in the Constitution. But that word republic is. But I want to show you how silly and foolish this is. They stabbed themselves with their own penknives here. Obama creates an executive order for an Office of Diversity and Inclusion. He created an Office of Diversity and Inclusion to boost minority participation in the federal workforce. Okay? What is he trying to do? He's trying to help minorities, of course, right? Let's just take it for face value. Let's just say there's nothing behind, you know, the marionette. There's nothing pulling the strings here. He just legitimately wants to boost minority participation in the federal workforce. Oh, the federal workforce. When did we get one of those? Anyways, that's a different topic. He wants to boost the minority participation. Does a democracy promote participation of minorities? Seems to me that a democracy blackballs minorities. Why? Because democracy is the rule of the majority. So if you're the majority, you're cool. You got rights. You got the ability to get a job. You got the ability to have a government job. And I'm saying this in the world of the democracy of Barack Obama and many other legislators and, heck, many other presidents. I heard George Bush talk about democracy. We're going to go to Iraq. We're going to bomb them to death because then they'll accept democracy. Democracy to boost participation of minorities in the federal workforce. Folks, you can't have a democracy that's going to help any minority. A republic protects the minority because a republic protects the rights of mankind, whether he be in the majority or in the minority. Either one, because he has rights. Those were given by God, therefore they're protected by law, which is a republic. Their talking points don't even line up. This is garbage. Not to mention, there's no constitutional authority to create an executive order to boost minority participation in the federal workforce. Isn't there something better this guy can be doing? I mean, please, you know, some people have said, you know, please give me back those last 5 minutes of my life when they heard a terrible joke or they heard a terrible song. I'm saying that pen's probably saying, please give me back the ink that you just wasted on this frivolous executive order. There's so many ways it's wrong. I've just explained them to you all, and you still haven't called me to tell me where in the Constitution an executive order is. 1-877-807-9977. Because it doesn't exist. Now, as we move on down the road here, Mr. Saul Alinsky, let's just talk about him for a moment. He was a radical. A radical. And radicals are bent on judgment. See, they want to change things. What do they want to change? What's right and what's wrong? Because if they can change what's wrong into what's right, then they can get the law to back it. Then they can have force. Remember, they're not victims, folks. They're revolutionaries. They're attempting to capture the law to use it as a weapon against those that do right. They want to uproot and destroy anything. I gave the analogy of a little boy, a little two-year-old. You put him in a nice, clean, orderly room with pictures that are perfectly tilted, with statues that are perfectly stood upright. What does that young man do when he gets into a room? What do radicals do? They do what little kids do. They're bent on destroying the room. If you have Legos in a bag, guess what they do? They don't pick the Legos out that they need to construct a building. They dump the whole bag out. And then what do they do after they use the Legos that they needed? Do they put the Legos back in the bag so that it restores order in the room? No, they leave them sprawled out everywhere. Folks, only a stern, persistent, perseverant judgment can correct this. That's what you have within yourself. Remember the grievances our founders talked about. And then they talked about after this long train of grievances, well, it's not only our right to throw off shackles, it is our duty, they said. We owe a duty to our posterity. Thomas Paine said in his book Common Sense, a long habit of not thinking a thing wrong gives it a superficial appearance of being right. I just did a blog on this. You can find it at constitutionjake.com. But this blog talks about the difference between what is and what ought to be. Let's not get our mind set in the fact, well, it's just the way that it is. It's the way that it is. Yeah, my little boy just made a mess all over the carpet. It's just the way it is, man. Sorry. Can't do nothing about it. Just hope it never affects me. Oh, no, no, no. It's just the way it is. I heard this ridiculous thing come up the other day. Well, the Bible already tells us what's going to happen. There's going to be a big mess. And Jesus has got it under control, but it's just the way that it is. You make me puke. That's sick. No logical thinking person accepts things as just the way it is. If something's wrong. Oh, look at the little person drowning in the pool. Just the way it is. That's what happens when you can't swim. You inhale the water, and then you drown, because it's just the way that it is. I'm surprised you learned how to talk. You know, you come out as a baby, you don't know how to talk. That's just the way that it is. I don't know how to talk. I'm just a pet. It's just the way that it is. Folks, it's not just the way it's going to be, because people like the Sons of Liberty and you good folks listening know what's right. Yes, we will change, but only to restore. If our change brings back restoration, we got the right change. We'll be right back with the Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. The Two Pillars on CD. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
You are speaking all the words out of my heart, and you're really nailing this horrible situation that we find ourselves in. Keep it up. You're really commendable.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Just the way it is. Just the way it is. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. I'm reading you excerpts from The Rules for Revolution, the Alinsky Model, by David Horowitz. I'd encourage you to grab a copy of it. It's a short reader. It will give you an accurate understanding of what we are up against right now and who liberty's enemies are. Political power grows out of the barrel of a gun.
That's just the way that it is. It's always been like that. It's happened before. It's going to happen again.
The purpose is to identify one's political enemies as instruments of evil. Hateful Nazi teabaggers. To justify haters. Warmongers. Using the Bible as a weapon of mass destruction. Evil. You mean you don't believe in climate control? What's wrong with you, you lunatic? The purpose is to identify one's political enemies as instruments of evil to justify the war against them. Folks, whether or not you're in a war, war is upon you. It's on you right now.
Just the way it is. There's always been a war. It says something like that in the Bible, I think. Just the way it is.
Once you get a middle-class person, speaking of students, to break the law, they are on their way to becoming revolutionaries.
That's just the kids will be kids. Just the way it is. They'll get old and smart like us.
1-877-807-9977. 877-807-9977. I think I've beaten that horse, and I hope you get the point. It's not the way it should be. What is the way things ought to be? Not what it is. A senator was cornered in the state of California. He was a Catholic senator. And so the Catholic gals came up and said, why are you supporting abortion? Don't you know abortion is immoral? And he's like, oh, that's simple. It's not immoral. It's not illegal. We said in our country, it's not illegal. It's not immoral. That's easy. They said to him, what? Yeah, it's not immoral. It's the way it is. Yeah, it would have been immoral prior to the Supreme Court ruling, but it's not immoral. It's the way it is.
It's the way it is. It's the way it is.
I just want you to know that after I heard you, I'm switching gears now. I just want you to know that after I heard you at the fair today, remember I told you we were live at the state fair this past weekend? So this person's emailing saying, I just want you to know that after I heard you at the fair today, and what Kurt Zellers did to you after the prayer. Well, some of you may be saying, because we are national, who in the world is Kurt Zellers? He is the Speaker of the House here in the state of Minnesota. And this woman said, after I heard what Kurt Zellers did to you after the prayer, I wrote him and gave him a piece of my mind. You know why? Because she said, no, I don't care if that's the way it is. It's not the way it ought to be. And what motivated me to say that that's what this emailed person was saying? She ends her email by saying, we are Christians. I'm glad. You're doers of the word, not hearers only. But it doesn't even take a Christian to realize this stuff. And I want you to be a Christian. Folks, all of you listening right now, I want you to become a Christian. Because the Lord of glory is the author of liberty to you. I want you to know Christ. I want you to understand the holiness of his law. And how that law is perfect, as it says in Psalm 19, converting your soul. So you understand that it's not bad people being bad to you. It's you being bad to your eternal Father. And all of those enemies of liberty out there are doing this unto the God who died to redeem you unto himself. No other God in history, in any religion, has ever died to redeem his subjects unto himself. But my Christ did. And he still continues to do so through his faithful witnesses. She ends her email by saying, we don't give ground, we take it! Which motivated her to send an email to the Speaker of the House, who's a professed conservative, Kurt Zellers, after what he did to Bradley Dean in this ministry after Bradley gave the prayer. Well, many of you folks may not know, so I'm just going to let you know, we have a five-part documentary series called My War. We've done high school assemblies for a number of years. We're protecting our posterity, as the Constitution does, as it says in the preamble. As we've been doing that, we've been doing movie premieres throughout the state, throughout the country now. They've kind of caught on in different regions and locations. People are showing them on their own. And by the way, you can find that at sonsoflibertyradio.com if you want to get the five-disc set. It comes with a free comic book of... it comes with a free comic book of Bradley Dean's life story. We showed it to a few legislators. One of the legislators saw it, appreciated Bradley's, I don't even know what he said, if he said zeal, passion, whatever, his love for his country in that video, and stood up for him and said, this is a patriot. We need to stand up for this man as he stands up for our values and our ideals, and gave the typical Tea Party rhetoric. And I'm not saying rhetoric as in it's bad. I'm just saying it's the typical Tea Party rhetoric. It's what you would expect to hear from a freedom-loving, God, babies, guns, Jesus-loving Tea Partier. So he invites Bradley to the Capitol to give a prayer because the Capitol pays ministers to come in and supplicate to the God of heaven, the author of law and the author of our rights and the protector and preserver of our liberties. That's why legislators supplicate to God. Because they realize they aren't God, therefore they need help from God to fulfill their duty, their God-ordained jurisdiction as leaders. And this was the prayer that Kurt Zellers had an issue with. Go ahead and play that prayer, would you?
Father God, I just thank you, Father, for what you have bestowed upon us and through the sacrifice of our brothers and our sisters, Father God, to ratify the Constitution of the United States, Father God, the fight, the bloodshed, and the sacrifice from World War I to World War II to Korea, Father, to Korea and Iwo Jima and Vietnam, and Father God, Iraq and Afghanistan. And I think about their sacrifice when I go, Father God, to Arlington Cemetery. And I think, that's the reason that I fight. That's the reason that I stand. That's the reason I encourage my brothers to do the same thing. They died so we could have the freedoms that we have today. And they ratified that Constitution and sacrificed their all for it. And I end with this. I know this is a non-denominational prayer in this chamber. It's not about the Baptists. It's not about the Catholics alone, or the Lutherans, or the Wesleyans, or the Presbyterians, Evangelicals, or any other denomination, but rather the head of the denomination, and his name is Jesus, as every president up until 2008 has acknowledged, and we pray it in Jesus' name.
God bless America! What a prayer! That was awesome! I can't figure it out. You're probably saying, Kurt Sellers, the conservative Speaker of the House, had a problem with that? Yeah, as a matter of fact, you know, and I got this blog. It's a wonderful blog. Folks, I encourage you to read this guy, Walter Scott Hudson. He wrote this. It's called The Immolation of Bradley Dean. For more background on this, he actually came to, it was on the looktruenorth.com. He came to one of our, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, which is what I'm talking about right now. I've got the DVD in my hand, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. What happened at the Capitol? Why did that prayer cause such a commotion? Listen to this. This is what happened after you just heard the prayer. I mean, maybe you do think something's wrong with it. Keep listening to the show then, please. I'm hopeful people see there's a lot of hate behind this and decide not to bring up the amendment. There's a lot of hate behind that prayer? Yeah, that's what one of the senators in the state of Minnesota, John Marty, told the Pioneer Press. I'm hopeful people see there's a lot of hate. I wonder what would happen if we eliminated hate from their vocabulary from a day. If we said, you cannot say that word. They'd probably walk around then just saying, it's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. No, no, no. They would pass some kind of a law saying, you can't discriminate against me and tell me I can't say hate. But I wonder what would happen if they lost that crutch word, hate. Former friends and allies joined the left in denouncing Dean. Speaker of the House, Kurt Zellers, assured his colleagues, that type of person will never, ever be allowed on this house again. That's not really how we talk in Minnesota. I'm just using a different voice. Leidiger, the guy who invited Bradley after he was his biggest cheerleader at a movie premiere, came and told the press, that kind of thing, I think back to Nazi Germany. What? He said a prayer. Invoked God. Invoked Christ. The St. Cloud Times said, Minister, Obama is a Muslim. Did you hear him say anything about Obama? Obama. That's what it said on the St. Cloud Times. The Star Tribune. It's the biggest in the state of Minnesota here. Comments which appear to support homosexuals' execution. I'm sorry. I've got to be just stuck on dumb today. I didn't hear anything about homosexuality. KSTP Channel 5, get this one, guys. Dean had once said, among other things, that homosexuals were responsible for the Holocaust. No source was cited. And of course he never said anything like that. This is what I'm getting you. You guys got to see this DVD, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's an expose on this. And boy, I'll tell you what, folks, just like that woman who wrote the email to Bradley this morning, she said, I'm a Christian. We support you. I wrote a harsh letter to the Speaker of the House because of what he did after your prayer. She said, we don't give ground. We take it. Listen to what you're dealing with. None of this, oh, it's just the way they are. You know, they're going to write what they're going to write. No, they need to be accountable because you're teaching your next generation that it's okay and that you, like cowards, will stand back and do absolutely nothing about it. Is that what you want to leave for your posterity? It's not what our founders left us, folks. It's not what they left us. It's not enough to sit down. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. One more segment. We'll get to your calls. Thank you.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 877-877-4201. 877-877-4201. That's 877-877-4201.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Thank you so much, Adrian. We don't give ground, we take it, she said. I finished the last segment reading her email to us, and that's what she spoke. We don't give ground, we take it. Folks, we are taking ground through the Sons of Liberty, and due to your help as well, your financial help, your prayerful help. We've got a new Facebook, Prayer Rocks. It's giving you prayer directives, because before we go forth, we got to make sure we're on God's side first, or more importantly, that He's on our side. We take ground, and stuff like this happens all the time. I just read to you this media rhetoric that happened after Bradley said a prayer.
Oh, he called Obama Muslim. He took a shot at Obama. He wants to kill gay people. Ah!
I didn't hear any of that. Did you? I mean, I've got ears. I know you've got ears. Didn't hear none of it. Didn't see it. Oh, I want to get this, too. Because we also talked about how the conservative Speaker of the House denounced that man. That's why that's the topic of this girl's email. She called him and gave it to him. You know what? We should anyhow, because we need to hold our elected leaders. But one thing that Mr. Walter Hudson brought out again, and this is his blog, The Immolation of Bradley Dean. It's on TrueNorth.com. He said that the concept of, what did he say here? I'm trying to look for it. Ah, I lost his quote. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Okay, prior to publishing the defense. You know what? I'm going to play this. I'm going to bring it back for you. And I'm going to give you the reason that Bradley Dean has now upped the ante and called for accountability for this garbage. Many of you may be familiar with it at sonsoflibertyradio.com. But let's play what this guy said after Bradley said his prayer. This is what he said. You all heard the prayer now. Now listen to what this legislator said.
I could yell.
Mr. Speaker, I could bang the table in anger right now, but I don't think that would be fruitful. Some of you who are standing near me can see I'm shaking right now because I'm mad. I thank you for restarting. I thank you for listening. I thank you all as we move forward and renew a commitment that this cannot happen again.
Okay, thank you. You know what? I am so glad that he came up and straightened everything out. I mean, gee whiz, you know, that prayer almost destroyed our country. I mean, look at how much it divided our country. Look, it took a shot at the president. None of that even happened. Look, bud, save your breath. The poor taxpayers of Minnesota can't afford to be sending you checks to represent them if you're going to get up and waste time on the House floor like that. Sorry. In watching the prayer that rocked the Capitol, the dean's greatest concern is not the defamation of his character per se, but the credibility which conservatives like Zellers and Leidiger lent to a suspect media, and the ease with which they rode out with the tide without pausing to verify claims. It is indicative, Dean told the audience on Monday, of a political environment where truth is not welcome. That's why we fight. Because we don't give ground, we take ground. And we already know what we're up against. Again, you can go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. I encourage you to get the DVD, The Prayer That Rocked the Capitol. You're going to love it. And folks, there's plenty more where that came from because this ministry is constantly taking ground. And because of that, we're friends of liberty. And just like a champ who has the belt, he has a lot of enemies and a lot of people trying to take him down. A lot of people are trying to dethrone God in your country right now, folks. And that is our last stand of liberty. And the Sons of Liberty will stand for that stand. You've got Wayne from Tennessee. Oh, I thought it was Texas.
Yes, sir.
Tennessee.
Thank you very much for taking my call. First thing I'd like to do is to apologize. Apologize for the fact that Al Gore has his roots in Tennessee. Second thing.
Your apology is accepted,
sir. Next
thing
I'd like to do is I'd like to ask a question to all the listeners. And maybe somebody can explain this to me because I just can't get my mind around it. Who or how did Al Gore and Nat Rothschild and those guys take ownership of the atmosphere? I mean, when did that happen that we have to pay them a tax for cow flatulence? I don't get it. But even if it were true...
I think you do get it, Wayne.
I
think you get it, so tell us.
Okay, even if they own the atmosphere, how does paying them a tax reduce carbon emissions in the atmosphere? I mean, we pay them money. How does that change the amount of carbon output into the atmosphere?
Well, because when you give money to the spooky dude, he's going to help rescue America. That is how we do it here. I've done it before. You need to just pay attention to what I'm doing. Shut up. Don't say anything to me. Because if you do, you know, I'll put a hit on you or something, because I hate liberty. I hate America. I hate it.
Oh, thank you, guys. I appreciate what you do.
Thank you, Wayne,
please,
for shedding the light. Thank
God
you.
God bless America.
Amen, brother. Let's bless God, America. Just like Wayne said from Tennessee, thank you, and your apology is accepted. How in the world does that kind of stuff get traction? See, it's going back to the analogy of what a radical is. He's just a child. It's just the way it is. That's how children are. They don't think. They expect. They demand. They require. They can't do anything unless you don't think. But you are thinkers out there. We've got people like Wayne in Tennessee, and they're all over the country, that are thinking nowadays. They're applying their mind to wisdom. Like it says in the Bible, wisdom stands at the high places of the city. I ask the Lord for this constantly. Wisdom is crying out, the Bible says. It's not like wisdom's whispering, and you can't barely hear it. It's crying out, saying, listen, come unto me, you simple ones, and learn of me. Wisdom is saying that. We need to apply our minds and our hearts to wisdom. And don't stop there. There has to be a right foundation in what we are doing. And folks, I can tell you what our foundation is right now. Our foundation is blood. Our liberties are blood-bought. Liberty came at that price. Jefferson made a quote during the time of the upheavals going on when we didn't have a federal constitution. We had the Articles of Confederation, which was a loose confederation. It wasn't a strong central government. There's no executive powers. The closest thing would have been the Speaker of the House. There was no federal judiciary. Many folks thought we were falling apart. Then there was voluntary requisitions. That was the taxing. The federal government came to the states and said, please, please, will you give us some money, please? And guess what the state could say? Sorry, bud, check back next year. We're too busy looking out for the citizens of our state. And guess what the federal government would have to do? Send the tanks? Send the National Guard? Send the reserves? They couldn't. Anyways, that's a different topic for a different radio show. But Jefferson said that the Tree of Liberty, our liberty that we have in order to bring forth life, must be watered with the blood of tyrants and patriots from time to time. I'm paraphrasing this quote, but these are the details. He said, it's the Liberty Tree's natural manure. And folks, if you can go on in your day-to-day dealings in your life and not have respect unto that blood that's manured your tree of liberty, if you can't look on that sacrifice that men and women have made, and you see them walking without limbs, or their families are lost, or you've gotten more kids now with no daddies anymore, because daddy's a hero. If you can look upon that and go about your daily life and say, it's just the way it is, then there's no heart in you. But I know those of you listening even now, right now, because of the fact you have respect under that sacrifice, you need to kindle yourself with that every single morning when you wake up. There was a sacrifice so you could be. You owe. Out of gratitude, not out of debt, out of gratitude. Why do we serve Christ? Because we have to. If we serve Him because we have to, we're not really serving Him. We're still serving ourselves because we're afraid to go to hell at the end. We serve Him out of gratitude. Gratitude for what He has done. When He was on the cross and He said, it is finished. And folks, our veterans can do no more for us. They can't pick up our hands, make us write our legislators. They can't jump into our body and possess us and speak out. They can't teach our kids for us. They can't do those sort of things. That's your duty and your responsibility. All they can do is point to the sacrifice and say, look what we have done, and compel you by love to your Creator and to those that have sacrificed for you to do right and to be right. Thank you for joining us today on the Sons of Liberty. Again, all the information we just discussed, you can find sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Free and the strong.